From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hillary Clinton has scored a decisive win over Bernie Sanders in the South Carolina primary. The former Secretary of State scored a nearly 3-1 victory over the Vermont senator and cemented her status as the frontrunner. Clinton told cheering supporters Saturday night that the South Carolina win is a key step to winning the November election.
We've now gone through four early states, and I want to congratulate Senator Sanders on running a great race. And tomorrow, this campaign goes national.
The Sanders campaign quickly released a statement from the candidate congratulating Clinton on her victory. Both candidates are expected to head to states that will be casting ballots in the so-called Super Tuesday primaries on March 1st, where nearly 1,000 delegates are up for grabs. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and Florida Senator Marco Rubio continued trading jabs on the campaign trail Saturday. At one stop in Arkansas, one of the states that will hold its primary next Tuesday, Trump campaigned with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Christie told the crowd that unlike Marco Rubio, Trump has the strength to stand up of the pressure of being president. Meanwhile, at a rally in Georgia, Rubio called Trump a con artist and said he would never get control of the Republican Party. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said that Trump is a bad example for young people in the United States. 11 states will cast ballots on the Republican side on Tuesday, with more than 800 delegates up for grabs. This is VOA News. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate major gains for the reformists and moderates who favor engagement with the West. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, that is, are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts. That influential body monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and who has final say on Iran's foreign policy. It could also choose the next supreme leader. Final results are not expected until Monday. A suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. Witnesses in Kabul saw rescue workers transporting the dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. The attack followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 people and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombing and claimed it killed 23 army officers and wounded many others. The Afghan Defense Ministry said two soldiers were among the dead in the Kabul blast. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held, but there were some incidents of violence. Elsewhere, there were clashes between government forces and rebel groups reported in Latakia province near the Turkish border. State media also reported a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamia that killed two soldiers. The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia and took effect at midnight Friday Damascus time. The truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Shiite forces in Yemen have killed at least 30 people at a popular market northeast of the capital, Sana'a. Yemeni officials are quoted as saying the strike in the Nimr district killed mostly civilians and left burned bodies strewn over the area. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi. And authorities in Somalia say the death toll from two explosions near a Mogadishu hotel late Friday has risen to 25 people. The extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attacks. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.